Good morning from Jakarta. I'm Stefan Lamek. It's ready to bring you a lot of information about Indonesia. You can listen to this broadcast on VOINE.id and the application RRE Digital. Welcome up for a lot of information and good stuff from Voice of Indonesia is coming up next. So stay tuned and it will service Voice of Indonesia. With the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto wished a happy celebration of Easter or Passover to all Christians in Indonesia on Sunday, April 20th. According to the President, Easter or Passover is a sacred moment to contemplate the meaning of sacrifice, resurrection, and hope. And quoted from Temboloto, the head of state hopes that Easter can strengthen brotherhood and foster harmony amidst diversity. Indonesia's Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, claimed that the plan to increase imports of food from the U.S. or United States of America will not disrupt the food self-sufficiency program. Quoted from Tempo, importing food is one of the things offered by Indonesian government in tariff negotiations with the U.S. According to Erlangga, in a virtual press conference on Friday, Indonesian government will redirect imports from other countries to the U.S. Listener Network News from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar, prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. dispose of your trash properly, and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Which was actually, it's not the original arrangement, but it's more like a jazzy one, and I wish that you like it. And of course, Indonesian music, I should clarify that, Indonesian songs, especially the traditional or the regional ones, are quite versatile as long as you are able to arrange it, rearrange it in different kind of genres. And once again, we wish you to enjoy it. And yeah, I'm curious, listener, if you are around Indonesia, I'd like you to be a little bit more careful when you are driving around, especially when the weather is not quite friendly. Is that kind of expression like outside there? But in Indonesia, we call it a bad weather by saying the weather is not friendly. So let's check the weather today from the Meteorological Climate Change Geophysics Agency. So now for the status for April 21st, 2025, it seems like a lot of places in the country will be needing a lot of umbrella for many hard rain. For example, in central Jakarta, in Bandung, Semarang, Surabaya, and then in Medan, Banda Aceh, Palangkaraya, Tanjung Pinang, Palembang, and then also in Manado, Mamuju, Makassar, as well as in Ambon. And quite strongly recommending people to just stay inside, or maybe think again if you want to go around, for it's going to be raining hard, along with thunder, into Jakarta, Jambi, Pontianak, Banjarbaru, Tanjung Selor, and then in Bandar Lampung, Manokwari, Nabire, Merauke, and Jayawijaya. And then if you are looking for something more friendly, you can go to Bali dan Pasar, because it's forecasted to be sunny with a little bit of cloud. And that's the weather forecast from the Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency. If you happen to stay in the country, make sure to, well, keep updated with the latest information related to the weather. You can listen to the Voice of Indonesia, check the Indonesian BMKG or the Meteorological Climatology and Geophysics Agency, or maybe just listen to the local news outlet. And more from Indonesia is coming up next. And the next one is literally a latest rendition of a song called You'll Be in My Heart. Yeah, but this one is by Nikki. So stay tuned on Air Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Jangan kau sesali segala yang telah terjadi.
source of his voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. So, listener, Indonesia, well, you know that Indonesia is so diverse, not only the people, but also the flora and fauna. A lot of animals, a lot of plants, the ones discovered and the ones undiscovered. But quite funny is that in the country, Indonesia, a lot of things we see it commonly, but for, well, in the scientific world, it seems that these species are yet to be discovered or identified. So, it can happen too in your place. So, what should we do if we find something that might be a new species? What to do? Here is an opinion from the director of Secretariat of Scientific Authority for Biodiversity at Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency, Amir Hamidi.
The main role for protection of species is the people itself. So, if the people around the area where the species occur notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name, and then this is very unique. For example, you can call the Barbados new species from Kaban. The species is endemic, they are in the subterranean area, they have evolved in the different way with other terrestrial species, and of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them is really, really fatal for them to survive. And this message needs to be delivered to the people around them. And for example, if you use the water and then the water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered. There are a lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species, how they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the populations. So if all this information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 1995. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015 that the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So there's some material that really can be developed for material for anti-material or antibiotics, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered. More than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed because they're a part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem is stopped, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message needs to be delivered to the people around the area where the species has been found.
And if you want to listen to the whole conversation related to the species and also how to preserve them, you can check our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
And I'd like to say thank you very much for people who have been joining us from the RRI Digital. RRI Digital is the official platform from Radio Republic of Indonesia, in which you can listen to all the stations from all across Indonesia. And also, you can enjoy your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat at RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store.
I will never learn to play. When you kiss me slowly, baby, close your eyes. Can't do it, just let us be. Cause you make me feel the things I have never said. How can I ever hear the words? Kiss me hard and I'll find you. Kiss me hard and I'll find you. Kiss me hard and I'll find you.
Five hours. We all just want to see the fact about the facility. Some of them
still, some of them walk that way. He went for his people, then he made Gawain, how you want, for
glory. Yes,
kind of how you want, for glory, for the Salamanca,
for what's here.
For peace and prosperity, for the table and for all.
It must be for the second generation of royalty.
Actually, it was the work of King Boris
I only. 26th or 7th century, as the nation came successfully built and
laid. Damn
that. In my opinion, it is worth entering the list of cultural heritage objects. But at the moment, it has not been included in the cultural heritage list. Now the problem is capital investment, which is often volatile, fluctuative, yes. It is a price during planting and harvest times, it fluctuates. So now I decided to stop for a moment. Agriculture is always like this sometimes. The price is high, but mostly it is cheap. I became a farmer because it's the only thing that I know. Because all I can do is farming. I don't even know how to market my products. I cannot manage the time. I'm a farmer, not a trader. I cannot leave my farm. If I go and sell my products, well, it takes 3 to 4 days to tend to the plants. What will happen? The plants will be affected by diseases. That's the problem. If we must develop a cooperative, it must be clear what kind of assistance that we are going to get. How about the program? Now, after we were encouraged to set the cooperative in accordance with the law, we will become confused. What then? And how about indigenous people? What are we going to do with them? I was so touched when I went to Thailand. There was a farmer who was making a bird cage. Why do you make bird cages? He said, I make bird cages because I was told by our cooperative office to do it. How about marketing? We need not worry about marketing because after we finish this, people from industrial office will come and we get paid. How? We check. So rural banking in Thailand lives so well. That people need not worry about marketing. This is what I call a clear policy. Sorry for making a comparison. When there was potential candidates for a region, for us to impose in Pandalu, we prioritized the local policy first. Do not ever let the culture and the cultural order became lost. I do not want any hotel here. I have said tourists can come and homestay. Your toilets need to be fixed and fixed. Just do whatever necessary. What I'm worried about is, if there are hotels, tourists will flock in without control. At least we can tell people what to do. I'm very concerned. Do not develop Pandalu as you please. What we fear is not in accordance with the rules of our ancestors, Islamic rules. No bad deeds, nor blasphemy. Things like that. We are worried if it is not controlled, there will be hotels and, what is it, karaoke and so on.
As one of the autonomous regions of Chiang Rai district, Pandalu inevitably becomes part of the regional producing potentials, especially after the loss of Panjar and Pandan area, which were the largest source of income for Chiang Rai district, as stated by Chinese Head of Culture and Tourism Office,
Abu Chiang. After Pandan, it means we must concentrate on existing destinations, especially cultural tourism, such as Karang Kamuyan, Siku Lengkong, and Tambak Sari, which will become our icon center given the top priority because we may not have beaches anymore. Apart from being managed by the government, we expect later there will be investors from outside, so the next destinations are to be created by the private sector.
As
Pandalu Village Head, I was invited by Chinese Culture and Tourism Office. The district lost some assets to the new autonomous region of Pandaram. The tension will be on Pandalu, right? So I have put forward our appeal to move Pandaram to Pandalu. Well, it relates to the authority. This is what we want to be understood also by the district. The village has very limited authority, so please do understand if you want any income, you must give the authority to us. Actually, they should ask Pandalu people first.
Pandalu
now has become an object of cultural tourism and pilgrimage in Chiang Rai district. Facilities and infrastructure have already been built by the Chiang Rai district government.
It seems Pandalu has to face the reality between maintaining the culture that has persisted over 1,000 years as Nyangpur ceremony, held at the beginning of the month of Muharram or Maulid in Siku Lengkong, or adapting the meaning of the Tibetans with a sheltering which often ignores the great tradition and culture. However, if Pandalu has become a tourism icon, something that has been even yogi famous outside of Chiang Rai area, and will provide economic income and wealth as desired by Pandalu people. However, until then they will be able to maintain their customs and traditions. digital with Newark. That is collaborative.